Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on May 18th, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. And had a great market yesterday. Hermosa was beautiful. The pier was beautiful yesterday.
You know, we saw each other yesterday. I was
we did.
You're right. It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous yesterday, and there was a Hermosa Chamber event over at Laurel Tavern last night. So I decided to ride my bike up and attend that. And when I pop out on the alley right onto Pier, and I saw the farmers market was still, you know, happening. So I found you, and we chatted for a while, and I met your son finally.
Yes, Jared.
Yeah. I've met your daughters, but I've never met your son. Yeah.
He's kind of big, isn't he?
Oh my goodness, he's so handsome. He's so handsome. He's big and he's handsome. He's, what is he, about a foot taller than you two?
He's tall. He's 6'3" and a half.
Wow. Yeah. So it was nice to meet him, and we hung out for a little bit, and afterwards I rode over to Laurel, and I went to the chamber event there. What a turnout they had! The new Laurel Tavern that opened over there, just off Pier Avenue. And hey, I met the new city manager. They just hired a city manager in Hermosa, Sergio Gonzalez. I met him last night. So, you know, it's always good to go to these chamber events. You know, you never know who you're going to run into. And saw council member Fangery and a lot of other people were there. Yeah. So that was good. It was a beautiful night. It was a beautiful night for a bike ride.
How was Hanny?
Hanny was great. He's great. It's always good to see him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I'm excited, Jackie. This is a great topic that we have today. We're going to talk about they call it the North Corridor. It could also be the Artesia Corridor. At one point, it was the Redondo Beach Boulevard. Yeah. At one point, it was Redondo Beach Boulevard, but it's now going to be Walkabout. Walkabout Redondo 2017. I'm excited. Who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Don Zerlip, Annette Gagliardo, and Mariam Razaghi from the North Redondo Beach Business Association, NRBBA, Joe. NRBBA. We love saying that.
NRBBA.
NRBBA. Don Zerlip has had a successful career in marketing, public relations, regional local government, nonprofit and business organizations, as well as a background creating advertising, merchandising, and communications programs for various B2B and B2C enterprises. B2B is business to business. I'm not quite sure of what B2C is, but we'll find out. He has extensive experience in local, state, and federal legislative processes and political trends, with an emphasis on public works, economic development, telecommunications, and transportation issues. Don is the current vice president of the North Redondo Beach Business Association, NRBBA. Mariam Rezaghi has been the marketing coordinator at South Bay Galleria for over 4 years. A marketing enthusiast, Mariam is a lifelong South Bay resident, growing up and attending school in Redondo Beach. She graduated with honors from Loyola Marymount University in 2014 with a degree in business marketing. She has a strong passion for all things travel, retail, and tech. Now, Annette Gagliardo is the owner, founder of the South Bay School of Cooking. Now, take a professional chef who has cooked around the greater Los Angeles area for a dozen years, mix it with a dash of Dancing with Herbs as a former restaurant reviewer, and just for the heck of it, add a splash of Mary Steele drum music making. And there you have it. Chef Annette Gagliardo's recipe has captured all the senses for an exemplary hands-on experience. Now, this morning, we're going to learn about the upcoming Walkabout Redondo, taking place this Saturday, May 20th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the Artesia Corridor. Registration for the event will take place at the Redondo Beach Parks and Recreation Building. Annette, Mariam, Don, welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you
all
for having us,
for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, I'd like to just introduce all three of you and your businesses, because this is about, highlighting this business corridor, which could be called the Artesia Corridor, certainly at one point was the Redondo Beach Boulevard, which the name had been thought about being changed back to Redondo Beach Boulevard. But Don, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your business and what you do as a local business person.
Well, my business is called AdWorks Communications. It's a marketing services agency that specializes pretty much exclusively these days in promotional products, awards, apparel, branded merchandise, tools to help businesses be visible for themselves in front of prospects and in front of existing clients so they can be found easily when people are looking to do business with them.
Okay. So this is one of the lessons that I've learned well and that I never forget, is that the least expensive advertising you can possibly do is to existing customers. And if that's a leave behind or some pin or some tchotchke that they hang on to, where they see your name every day of their lives, that's valuable. That's what we're talking about, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I've done pads of paper, little blocks. I'm sure you've seen them. I did a really nice one many years ago, and to this day, I walk into certain clients, and it remains on their desk unopened, still sealed. And there's my name and my phone number and contact information. What kind of value is that? A product that cost at the time about $5, and it's been sitting on somebody's desk with an impression every day for 5 to 7 years. It's hard to beat that kind of value when it comes to advertising and marketing dollars.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, no discussion of the North Redondo Beach Artesia Corridor could ever be even halfway complete without talking about the South Bay Galleria. Such a collection of businesses that anchor this corridor. It's Mariam,
yeah.
Right? Mariam?
Yeah. Mariam or Mariam?
I want to focus on
I'm good with both.
Well, you're
so,
good
yeah,
with both,
just...
but I'm not, because Mariam,
you're
I'm
like,
not.
I better
I'm
call you
barbarian.
By the right name.
I am not a barbarian, and I have to say, this is a special question for you, Mariam.
Yes.
everyone knows that English is the most spoken language in California. Most people would guess that the second most spoken language in California is Spanish. A no-brainer. But,
right.
Mariam, for you, the question is, what is the third most spoken language in the state of California?
Is it Mandarin?
That's close. That's
close.
It could be Korean. It could be Vietnamese. Actually, the Vietnamese boat people during the...
Ding, 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 ding. I know.
Jackie?
What is it?
It's Farsi.
It's
Farsi.
Oh,
well, that makes sense. That's why you asked me. I should have guessed that, right? And I should have known.
The beautiful, lyrical... language of poetry and love, Farsi.
Yes.
Persian. What an amazing, powerful, delicious culture. The food is amazing.
It is. It is.
So tell me, Mariam,
I can disagree.
How do you look upon the South Bay Galleria? Now, of course, we know the Galleria is in a transition. But how do you look upon the Galleria and what you can do as an anchor for the Artesia Corridor business community? How do you think about what you can do for the rest of the business owners and in anchoring that corridor?
You know, really our focus for this walkabout, since we are way on the far east of the happenings, we are actually going to put our focus on really trying to bring people this way, you know, so that they cross Inglewood and come down to the side of town. And so what we've decided to do is we are going to give away some gift cards. So guests who come in and show their passports will receive a $5 gift card, and obviously, you know, it's going to help us, but also along the way, what it's going to do is drive the people more towards the site. So they're going to be able to walk through, you know, the Guitar Center and into our center. So just pulling that traffic this way with an incentive like this, hopefully will draw the people this way.
Okay. Okay. That's great. I mean, we're going to talk about the roundabout, the walkabout. We're going to talk about the walkabout. But I have to ask if you have any information about what's going on at the South Bay Galleria and the prognosis for the next few years. What's going on with the Galleria?
You know, we're currently working all of that out. There's nothing that's been published as of yet, but I'd be on the lookout for some sort of press release coming soon.
Whoa!
And if there's,
that sounds like a scoop.
Yes. So everybody can go on our website. There's a development tab, and they can sign up to really receive updates from whenever something's being published or whenever we have any sort of news. There is a tab on our website where people can learn more and get emails regarding our project and what our development's going to look like.
Right. And now let's turn to cooking. Cooking is something. I mean, even people that pop a microwave dinner in the microwave and push the button for 30 or, you know, a minute or a minute and a half or whatever, it's kind of cooking, kind of. Everyone cooks, but some people do a little bit better job than others. So there's the South Bay School of Rock. A lot of people know about the South Bay School of Rock, but there's the South Bay School of Rock, and then across the street, there's the South Bay School of Cooking. Annette, tell us a little bit about the South Bay School of Cooking.
Sure. Well, we offer hands-on recreational cooking classes to adults and teens year-round, and then a heavy emphasis on kids' summer camp program the weeks that the children are out. So it's actually a lot of fun. We make it fun. You know, a lot of people view cooking as a chore and, oh, I got to do this. But it really is fun if you apply quick techniques and it's not dragging you down. and you can get a really fun meal or good meal on the table and engage your children, you know, bring your kids into the kitchen with you. That's a focus for us.
I have recently changed how I view food and how I cook for myself, and my wife and I and my son cook for each other. We are whole food plant-based, WFPB. We're trying to focus on that. And I've discovered, Annette, that the secret to cooking is prep. And you can prep the day before. You can prep in the morning for the evening. Talk a little bit about the techniques and the strategies of making cooking less of a chore.
Sure. Well, it's actually what restaurants do. I mean, imagine they couldn't just all start from beginning each time a customer orders a plate. And it's the same thing at home. You need to kind of figure out, okay, what can I chop ahead of time? Or even buying pre-cut things or carrots that are already peeled, the little baby carrots, anything to get it, facilitate it, make it easier for you so you're not being drugged down with a lot of work. So a lot of prep can be done for 2 days in advance, even. You know, if you're just cutting up vegetables, you may want to do a steamed vegetable one night or a sauté the next, but you can prep once, and then you don't have to do it all of it the next day.
Right.
So it's really
right,
important
right.
for prep. And thinking ahead, you know, just like, what can I make? You know, what can I make with these things? You know, as you daydream or play with your phone, you could be thinking, oh, what can I make? You know, and I find a lot of people sit there and look at food blogs and food pictures on their phone and Instagram. So there's a lot of inspiration there for people.
I do that. I do that.
Yeah.
I do that, Annette. You know, I'll
a lot of people.
Well, I'm pretty good at planning. You know, actually, at the beginning of the week, I plan out what I'm gonna make for dinner every night. I do shopping. I get everything I need. So I'm pretty organized about that. But occasionally, I'll buy too much of something. You know, say I buy too much zucchini or you know whatever, and I'll be like, huh, I have this, I should use it. What do I feel like? And I go online and I put in recipes for zucchini, and there's so much great stuff out there.
Right.
Oh, it's amazing! It's
right.
been a culinary explosion that has happened in the last 10 years. Children just engrossed in food shows and food blogs and taking pictures and posting them on Pinterest. Children, it's amazing. It's amazing.
It is.
When you think, Annette, of the general public and how they view food and how they engage with their food, what are some of the highlights and the sort of the warning signs that you see? I mean, still, you know, fast food, billions and billions of dollars is made by these fast food restaurants. Somebody's going in there and dropping a few bucks and walking out with a bag and eating whatever's in the bag. Talk about that a little bit. Our fascination with convenience and our disconnect with our food.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I was explaining to somebody how many of these fast food restaurants, the meat is pre-cooked. It's just warmed, and that's why you get it so fast. It's already pre-cooked. They just put it in warmers and slap it on a bun and in a bag, and out it goes. And unfortunately, it is all about the convenience. It really is. And, you know, I don't know where to go with that much further than that's what it is. But we try to encourage people to cook once, eat twice, you know, make a dinner, have a nice, take the remaining, put it on a nice wheat bread the next day with a little salad in a lunch bag or a box, and take it to work. But again, it's convenience, and you know, people are like, oh, I have to do that now. Well, just as fast as getting in the line at one of those, that long line at In-N-Out. You know, I don't know how fast that is with that long line, but you know, but there is, you know, even more and more children are looking at healthier options, especially in our school districts. You know, Beach City's Health District and in the gardens that they grow, you know, they're working on it. They are working on that with the next generation.
Right.
You know, Joe, I have to say, Joe has come a long, long way. When we first started this show, anytime we were discussing a location of a business or something, Joe would reference his fast food. Oh, there's an Arby's across the street. Oh, wait a minute. Isn't that right next door to Carl's Jr.? Oh, there's a McDonald's on that corner. I swear to God, I'm not making this up. That was his fast food was his point of reference. Now look, he's eating a whole food plant-based diet. I mean, kudos to you.
Yes. Yeah. I have come a long way. So now, Annette, when we talk about the walkabout, what are you planning in terms of a presentation for people when they come to the South Bay School of Cooking? What are they going to see?
Well, there will be a class in action at that time that morning. So I will be not teaching it, but I will be greeting the people that come in with their passports and giving them each a little treat of a hand-baked, probably a blueberry, since blueberries are coming in, little cake, coffee cake paste, and talking to them about the school and showing them. Our facility is quite beautiful, actually. So talking to all the people, what I love about this, and I've been doing this each year they've done it, is you meet so many people, and they're your neighbors, and you can actually talk to them. As opposed to just, you know, maybe a grunt or a hi or a quick look at somebody in a supermarket. This is an amazing thing. And people are really happy. They're coming in. They're walking. The kids are excited. You know, Artesia's a very fast street. And when you drive it, you miss a lot. When you walk it, you're like surprised. People go, I didn't realize this was here. You know, and wow, what do you do? So it's a great opportunity for the neighborhood, for the people to meet their business neighbors, to meet each other because they have that wonderful barbecue at the end and all the exciting things going on there. It's really wonderful. I really enjoy it, actually. The first year I thought, oh, I got to do this, you know, like everything people do. Oh, it's another thing I got to do. I look forward to it. I really do. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's you know, you meet new people, you reconnect with those you haven't seen in years, and it's like running into people at the supermarket, but on steroids. I mean, lots of people come through. Mm-hmm. So it's a really enjoyable day.
Don, where is your business located exactly?
Well, I actually work, I'm one of those many in North Redondo that work out of home, and it's a home-based business.
Yeah.
But I take myself to my clients.
I see. Okay. So, but you are
However,
engaged,
I've been
obviously,
in, I've
with
been
many.
In, well, I've been in North Redondo Beach since 1984. And been involved with the North Redondo Beach Business Association since I opened my doors in 1993. The group has changed and evolved, though there are so many things that are consistent over the years. The Spring Fest now, and it's, I think we did the 30th year this year, has been a staple in North Redondo Beach. And that through that activity is how we are funding the walkabout. You know, our mission is to try to bring vitality to all of the businesses along the boulevard. And in the last year, we've seen a number of especially family-oriented businesses new and open on the boulevard. We have, I believe it's called Zootopia, which is the new kids at a loss for words.
Play room or kids exercise?
Yes, it's say again.
Yoga.
Kids playroom.
Yoga.
Looking
yoga.
For
yoga.
Yes, kids yoga. I don't do yoga, so it's not on the top of my mind. But it's a kids yoga studio. The Great Room, which is a combination of a kids' playroom and a restaurant for adults. Let the kids play while you enjoy a glass of wine and dinner. Of course, there's the expanded South Bay Aquatic Center, which from the day it is open, their parking lot is jammed. They've got 5 swimming pools in there, and all of these places are participating in what we're doing here with the walkabout. So you get a chance to see the new businesses along the boulevard and meet and greet them. I'll be manning the barbecue. I am not much of a cook. I must admit, I'm not a fast food guy, but I can't plan meals. I'm lucky I can stand in front of the barbecue and flip the burgers. I'll be there at the end when everyone is done greeting them and hearing their tales of the new businesses that they've found along the boulevard.
I couldn't echo more the joy of seeing Zuga join the boulevard, the Artesia Boulevard. But Don, I have to say, and I'll direct it to you, Don, because you've got a lot of, you know, the history of the boulevard. There are other businesses. You know, there are massage businesses and other businesses that aren't as kid friendly. Let's say.
There's no doubt about that.
Tell me about that. Why, what can we do about it?
There's a changing face. We were lucky enough at our last meeting. We have a general meeting of the North Redondo Beach Business Association. It's open to all. It is on the second Thursday of the month. It's at the North Branch Library in the community room. We start networking at 7:45 in the morning. The meeting gets going at 8. We're out of there by 9 or 9:15. And sometimes we are lucky enough to have speakers. Two meetings ago, just after he was sworn into office, we had the new mayor come and talk to us and give us his vision of what he thinks the future of this business corridor will be like. And last month, actually just 2 weeks ago, we had members of Cosmont Associates come and talk about retail in the digital age. And the crux of what they have to say is that it's no longer really about a square, the amount of sales per square foot that you have. It's more about the experience. Sales for regular retail products, we've seen the retail marketplace change, and I'm sure the Galleria can address this because there's a lot of people shopping online, and it's certainly taken its bite out of the brick-and-mortar businesses. And more brick-and-mortar is about the things you can't get online. Okay, a massage you can't get online. But you also, there are businesses that are not participating because they're not open during our hours. There's a hookah lounge on Artesia Boulevard. Can't do that online. There's number of exercise studios. You can't do that online. There's a substantial number of car repair places, whether it's Pep Boys or independent auto repair. Can't do that online. School of Rock, you can't really learn how to play guitar and other instruments and be able to form a band when you're online. So the face of retail is changing. And just Zuga, what an unusual new approach. We also have a new empanada shop on the boulevard that is participating. Food is not something that you can do online, and you can't go to cooking school online. So we want people to see the changing face. We have a number of opportunities. There are open spots where things are changing along the boulevard. We're excited about the future, and we're excited about the present, and we want to bring visibility to those people who are spending their hard-earned money to establish something in a brick-and-mortar fashion so that they can get people in there to experience them. And that's what it's all about, the walkabout.
A very, very complete answer. Absolutely. Mariam, when you think, and in the context of the Galleria, what are some of the elements that you and your other staff members talk about when you're talking about making it a more fun place? I know that you have had some really interesting sort of attractions there during the holidays the last few years that are kind of interactive, almost like a ride.
Right.
Is it Disney that participates with that? Tell
it
us
was
a little
DreamWorks.
Bit about that.
Yeah, DreamWorks.
DreamWorks.
So,
Adventure to
Santa. Yes, Adventure to Santa. We, you know, Dan touched on a lot of great points. When we look at retail today, it is more and more about the retail experience. And what we've really done with our, you know, strategy is to bring in those merchants that provide an experience for our customers. So we, one of the, a great example was and is our DreamWorks house, which, you know, we've had for the past 2 years, and it takes you on this interactive ride to the North Pole. And also more along the way of the experience is our Wonder of Dinosaurs. And you know, they do a phenomenal job, and what it is it's a dinosaur exhibit with a whole bunch of like jumpers and playhouses and crafts and activities, paintings, and all of that good stuff. And so that's on the third level of our old Nordstrom box. And exciting news, they are expanding to the second level. And it goes back to the success of bringing in an experience where families want to bring their kids, or families want to, you know, just get out of home, bring them to something, and let them run around. We're actually also opening a Zumbini Zumba class. It's a child development type of concept in one of our stores. And, again, back to the experience. We've also offered and do continue to offer monthly kids club events. Although it's not a store, it is part of putting that experience into the shopping center. This walkabout is another example of, you know, stores really looking into the experience of things, right? You have people and customers who are walking in and getting a feel for what you're doing, getting a feel for your business. So those are all ways that we've really kind of turned to that experience feel.
I, Mariam, I love the idea and the creativity that the Galleria management has brought to this concept of, you know, you've got spaces. It does not have to be a clothing store. It doesn't have to be a shoe store. There's so many more things that it can be, and you're opening that door. Tell us a little bit about how the management made the decision, oh, we don't want just another shoe store.
Right. Thank you. That's a very great compliment. I'm glad you brought that up. So when it goes back to this transition of retail, right? Back to what Dan was speaking about, that, you know, you have your brick and mortar stores that some are just bland, right? They don't necessarily provide, they can provide a great tenant mix, but they don't necessarily provide the experiential portion of it. And so when we were looking at obviously the transition with Nordstrom leaving and the impact that was going to have on our center, we really took a deep, deep thought into What is it that we're missing? What is it that we can actually differentiate ourselves in? And so what we decided to come up with is really bringing in activity-based and experiential type of stores and activities, events. So that's really where that concept came about. Is, you know, when you have gone through a transition such as the loss of a big anchor store, you really do have to get creative to keep bringing that traffic in and keep building those sales.
Now, Joe.
That's fantastic.
Joe, do not get down on shoe and clothing stores. It's two of my favorite things.
I agree. But But you know what, Jackie? That's a great point. That's a great point because these retailers are also having to rethink the experience of their store because people always want to come in and touch and feel, right? That's never going to be taken away. And so how can you build an experience around this, right? And so everybody's having to think about those things.
Well, I'll tell you, me for one, you know, I've tried ordering clothing and shoes mm-hmm. online. It doesn't work. It doesn't work for me.
It doesn't.
It just doesn't work for me. I need to go in. I need to feel. I need to try on. I need to see how it fits. And quite frankly, for me, ordering it, trying it on, seeing it doesn't work, having to ship it, put it back in the thing and ship it back is more work than I want to do for that.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
That's exactly the thought process. Yes.
Yes. No, you need, I mean, I know some people can do that, but
right.
even with, you know, sizing today, you know, sizing
right.
is so
right.
off and weird. I mean, it's even happening in shoes now, you know,
right.
I mean, one
yeah.
day, you know, I've been a size 8 my whole life, but I try on shoes and some of them I'm a 9 and some of them I'm a 7. You can't even trust sizing anymore. I mean, it's been going on with clothing for years, you know, I mean,
right.
I run the gamut from extra small to large. I mean, there's just
right.
so please, yeah. So don't get down on the clothing and shoe stores. Some of us still need it.
Right.
Oh
now,
we need to do a quick station break. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Let's do that, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking Walkabout Redondo 2017, sponsored by the North Redondo Beach Business Association. You're going to have the opportunity to visit several businesses in the Artesia corridor, and they're going to be open, accepting a passport. There's going to be games for the kids. There's going to be food, activities. It's going to be a real great event from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, May 20th. Coming up in just 2 days, and so you're invited. Everyone's invited. Parking is fantastic. You can park at either end. Don, what is the western edge and the eastern edge of the walkabout?
On the west, we're bounded by aviation. And on the east, we go as far as the Galleria, which is virtually Hawthorne Boulevard. And we are inclusive in what we are doing here. We are not solely involved in Redondo Beach. At the east end, there are numerous businesses in Lawndale that are participating, including already mentioned Guitar Center. And a number of others that are there. On the west end, we have some businesses that are in Manhattan Beach, including the pizza store, Amici's, and you know, obviously many things in between, all the Redondo Beach stores. I want to mention a few because they're exciting, experiential places to go. Cake Buzz, for example, where they say, "What do you drink? You let us know, we'll cake it." Marvelous, unique tasting cakes that incorporate alcohol, or they have non-alcoholic cakes as well. I highly recommend going in there. Aardvark Vintage Clothing Store. You're not going to find the kinds of things that are in Aardvark on your internet, and that's an experience unto itself. And I want to encourage people who come out not just to walk into the store and get your stamp and move on. Now, there may be some places that you want to do that. I don't know that there's much to see at the dry cleaners. But when you go into some of these places, there are things for you to explore, and we want you to do that. And it's not going to take that much time. If you walk, starting from the community center all the way down going east, come back along the opposite side of the boulevard, even to the end and back, you're talking about maybe 2 hours of your time. And you're
right.
getting the experience of the boulevard, the experience of these brick-and-mortar shops, and a whole panoply of different kinds of shops, the things that you drive past every day and you don't see. So we want people to interact, not just to show up. Go into the North Branch Library. Take a look around. Have you never been there since it's been rebuilt? You may find things there. You know that they rent out DVDs. Jeez, where can you get a free DVD these days? That is, of course, if you've got a DVD player. Some of us that are older, we still have it. Go see what's at the Sofa Company. Go see what's at Art Finest Furniture Store, where it's unusual and unique furniture items. There's so much to explore on Artesia Boulevard, and we want people to engage with our retailers so that they can come away feeling like they've gained something during the day, not just a couple of burgers. And, of course, let us not forget that we try to incentivize the people. If they visit just 20 stores, they will get the free meal. And for every 10 stamps that they get an entry into our opportunity drawing. Our main prize in the opportunity drawing this year is an Apple Watch. We have a special drawing for those who actually visit all 74 of our participating businesses. And the main prize there is a Fitbit. And you should know that there are probably another 50 different coupons and donations that have been given by the businesses, whether they are $50 gift certificates to go into Dine, the South Bay Credit Union, though they're not there on Saturdays, has given us a $100 Visa card. So there's lots of opportunity to walk away with a prize at the end of the day, and a thank you from these retailers for coming out and spending your time along the boulevard.
Make it rain. Wow. Make it rain.
Wow.
Yeah. If you want to participate, all you have to do is show up.
I have a great idea as far as how the dry cleaners could get involved, because this is something that I think of. I'm in the dry cleaners every week. It's something I think of all the time. You know how you get your receipt and there's like a number on it? Those numbers never match the thing that goes around with your clothes. Has anybody ever noticed that? Has anybody ever noticed that? I'm always like, how do they know? That number does not match the number that my clothes are hanging on. There should be a behind-the-scenes tour of the dry cleaning and how it works.
Very true. And I want to address one other thing, because it's unique and we've been able to access this year. You spoke about parking. We have gotten special consideration from the property owner of the former Hagen's store, and there will be free parking available until 4 o'clock during the event. So anybody, you know, get a little extra block worth of walking to come over to the registration, but at least we have the ability, because parking on the boulevard and in the neighborhoods can sometimes be problematic when we've got a couple of hundred people out there participating in this event.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic. Don, you may have some updated information. What do we know about what's going on with the former Hagen's property?
I have no special understanding at all. Frankly, the owner is, as many of the property owners along the boulevard, is an absentee landlord. She happens to live out in the valley. She's represented by realtors. My understanding is that they're refining the details of what we have previously heard, that CVS is going to be the primary leaseholder, and they are going to sublease to I can't even remember the name, the grocery outlet.
Quality Disco?
And I have no special information. I appreciate you asking. I wish I knew more. You know, the problem is that we have a landlord that is not overly motivated. Hagen's, when they went Chapter 11, The bankruptcy judge said your first obligation in payments to get out of bankruptcy is you must take care of your real estate obligations. So whatever the lease is, this woman's getting her payment every month. And so she's not particularly motivated to put somebody in there quickly, or nor to give the kinds of considerations that most retailers want when they move into a building for tenant improvements and other things, because she's getting the full lease amount every month. So we're stuck in a situation where neither the city nor anyone else, for that matter, and all the residents have been up in arms because they say they want one thing. And I'm not really sure how you influence somebody like this to put something in there that truly is neighborhood serving.
Don, I think you sell yourself short. I think you have given me insight, and all of our listeners, insight into why it's been so long. Because when you're a property owner and you're receiving your full lease payment every month, you're right. There's no incentive. None.
That's, you know, therein lies the biggest obstacle to seeing something happening there quickly.
Right.
You know, she's fat and happy and isn't, you know, she's just, as we see, she's not moving very quickly.
Right. Although I have to say, if investigating, I live two blocks away from the former Hagen's property. And I have to say, in looking at Grocery Outlet in detail and looking in their history, it's going to be okay. They have quite a commitment to customer service, and we're looking forward to getting something in there and having that property open for business, and not just, you know, chain link fence up all the way around it for now almost a year or two.
I think it's been longer than that, Joe, but I agree with you that something is better than nothing. It may not be what everyone imagines. I have to remind people that right next to our big anchor, the Galleria, there's some very good shopping opportunities. There's Sprouts, there's Ralph's. There's a Vons over on Beryl. There's a Trader Joe's opened up just across the border in Hermosa Beach, and there's another Vons across the street from that. So it's not like you may not be able to walk there, but it's not like we are void of having quality marketing in our neighborhoods.
Right. And now, Annette, I want to come back to you, Annette Gallardo, owner, founder of the South Bay School of Cooking. Tell us a little bit about what your mission is. What is the mission of the South Bay School of Cooking? What do you want to communicate to people out there about what your business can do for them?
I think the biggest thing is that people they have a fear of cooking. A lot of people have a fear that they're going to do it wrong, it's not going to come out right. Our mission is to make it really simple and easy. Lots of tips, lots of tricks. Prep, you mentioned earlier, is a big thing. Shopping, also, we talk a lot about shopping. We talk a lot about produce and products that are out there. We get a lot of questions during a class, nonstop questions, and we have answers for them. So our mission is to give them what they are craving, what they're needing, to be able to cook, to be able to shop, products that are efficient for them. We teach knife skills at the cooking school. We have a specific class just for that, because if you can't properly cut things, it becomes a drag. And people say, oh, if I have to cut like three or four things, I don't want to make it. But once you get them in the rhythm of cutting and using the right knife or the right tools, actually, for prepping, it becomes easy. So a lot of people actually fear cooking. Adults, you know, there was a whole couple of generations that poo-pooed cooking because that was domestic work. That was, a housewife thing. I'm going to college. I'm not going to be doing that kind of thing. So we lost a lot of generations of being able to feed yourself and your family. And therein lies fast, quick food place, pick up something, order it, which, you know, you have no control of what's really in there, what you're putting in yourself. So,
yeah,
and I want to say, oh, go ahead.
No, Annette, I want to pull the gender card for a moment, and I want you to respond to this.
Yes.
I was just talking with a good friend of mine who happens to be Hispanic, and we were actually talking about cooking, and he was saying, well, you know, my mom, she would, every time I go into the kitchen, she'd say, what do you want to eat? And it was like I didn't belong in there because boys don't cook, is what he was saying. And his mom would always say, okay, I'll fix you something. Go watch TV or something like that. And it was just the way she was and the way his culture was that men didn't cook. Talk a little bit about that and why that's not the way we should be going forward.
I was just going to get there. The change, I've been doing this for 14 years, and the shift in who is taking my classes and who talks more passionately about cooking are men. We have more men coming to classes, and in our kids camp it has shifted to a large percent of boys. Food Network, the largest viewership is male. It used to be women's shows, you know, but now it's male. So there really is a shift. And yes, the certain cultures, you know, the woman does the cooking, the mother or whatever. But it is shifting. We're very fortunate to have two of two Food Network stars teaching our cooking classes, our kids camp this year. One is a boy, Cole Mallowan, who was on the Rachel versus Guy Kids Cook-Off and Shop Junior. So he considers himself a teenage science geek who loves to cook. So he's really into the fun science of it. And then Jackie Maloof, who's heading it up, was co-hosting shows with Bobby Flay and other Food Network stars. So we really have this fantastic Food Network duo happening this summer. But again, it really shows you that the interest, the shift in what's happening with people wanting to get in the kitchen. You know, people are remodeling their kitchens to the tunes of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And with all this great, you know, appliances and equipment, because it is the thing. So I'm riding that thing wave.
Annette, don't even get me started on HGTV. I got to redo my whole house. I have to redo my whole house.
Exactly. For a long time, people went away from the kitchen. And now they're flocking to big kitchens, and it's a great place.
It's amazing. And what you were talking about earlier about having the proper tools, oh my goodness, it's so important. If you have the right tools, it can cut your prep time in half. It's amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Well, we're getting near the end of the show. All of you have been amazing guests and have brought so much value. Talking about the North Redondo Beach corridor, the Artesia Boulevard corridor, where there's a lot of vibrancy and a lot of great businesses. I want to bring it back to you, Mariam. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Galleria, you've talked a little bit about what the Galleria is going to be doing in terms of bringing people into the corridor. When you look at what you do, what are we going to see over the next, like in the summer, what are some of the events that you're planning?
Yes, of course. So we are actually having a really big, we have a big partnership with Glam Squad. And we are having a beauty event on June 3rd from 11 to 2. We just finished purchasing the prizes and finished up doing the goodie bags, and it's just going to be a phenomenal event. It's free for the first 250.
Glam Squad.
Yeah, so we're super, super excited.
I just had my first experience with them, Mariam.
Oh, you did?
I, Yes, they contacted me to let me know that their services were now in the South Bay, and they came to my house. This whole crew came to my house, and my hair, my pedicure. Oh, it is fabulous.
Oh,
it
awesome. Yes. Yeah, so they're actually going to – we've done a really big partnership with them. And so they'll be here on the June 3rd event doing touch-up services for hair, makeup, and nails. And on top of that, we're doing, you know, some small bites. We're doing Macy's is providing cosmetic demos as well as some services. And so we're super excited for our event. Everybody's welcomed. And we're giving a $15 gift card to the first 250. So that's pretty exciting.
Wow. That's
yes, it is. And so, and then on in the summer, we are continuing our second year of Summer of Fun. And so that is going to be geared towards the kids as well as, you know, the family, the parents. And what we're doing is we're just going to do some meet and greets. We're going to do some events, face painting balloons, everything of that, those sort of activities in the summer. All of that will be posted on our website at southbaygalleria.com. And, of course, we have our monthly Kids Club event that we do every the first Tuesday of each month. So we're wrapping up, you know, obviously coming into the summer, and we're super excited about our beauty event. And so I really, really want to welcome everybody to, you know, take part of it, take part in it.
be sure to send me the info on that so I can throw it up
on
my website.
Oh,
that's
I'll send it. I'll send you for sure. I'll send you a document.
All right. Glam Squad.
Yes.
Very exciting, very exciting.
Yes.
All right, so we're what do we got? We got about 4 minutes left. So, Don, do you want to give us all of the pertinent information again about the walkabout? Where, when, how? Give us all the information and where people can go to get more information. Please.
Well, firstly, the how is all about participating, and that's how you'll get the most out of it. We're starting at the Community Services Building on the corner of Green and Artesia Boulevard. Registration will be starting at a little bit before, but 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is basically walk and visit the businesses. Lunch will be available after 12 p.m. and we'll stop serving at about 2:30. We do encourage everybody to try and be there and turn in their passports by 2 p.m., and then we're going to have a big group photo, and our drawings for the opportunity drawings will be held from 2:30 to 3. You know, the bottom line is everybody is welcome to participate. Kids can have passports as well as adults. The food is, well, as good as I can make it. this year we've tried to provide parking, and I don't want to miss saying that we collaborate to make this happen with the Beach Cities Health District and the Blue Zones Project, all the opportunities and activities that they have to get people moving naturally out there in the environment to keep themselves healthy. We feel that this is an opportunity to service the business community, our neighbors, our residents, the entire family, and we are looking forward to having everybody participate this Saturday, the 20th of May, all along the boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Right, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Yeah.
And make sure you come to the east side, to the Hawthorne Boulevard side.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me say this. You will find out just how short the boulevard is if you walk from the Community Services Building to the Galleria. You will be surprised at how easy it is to do and walk to these businesses. You know, the future of our entire region has to be to get out of your car. And you have to, you may take the car to work 10 miles away, downtown Los Angeles, take transits. We're soon to have the metro coming into the Galleria Transit Center. But when you get home on the weekend, you should be able to leave that car behind and walk 90% of the time to do the things that you want, to dine, to exercise, to shop, and we want to show you just how convenient it is to do that along Artesia Boulevard.
Right. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Don Zerlip, Mariam Razaghi, and Annette Gallardo. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you out on the boulevard this Saturday, I hope.
See you out on the boulevard, ladies and gentlemen. Walkabout Redondo. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Have a fantastic day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.